It is with great pleasure to welcome Alexander McNab, who needs no introductions whatsoever. Good morning to you, Alexander.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Absolutely fantastic. Loving the weather. How are you?
I'm tremendous. Thank you very much for asking. Murdoch's latest iPad-only newspaper. Tell me about this.
The Daily, yes. The Daily launched yesterday in New York, and it's Rupert Murdoch's answer to the internet, which, as we know, has been decimating the revenues and businesses of newspapers to a degree across the world, but particularly in the States. And Murdoch, known to the private eye as the Dirty Digger, is the man with the answer for big newspaper proprietors to continue their current big money business model, but take it to the internet. So The Daily is his new iPad-only newspaper.
Do you think that this is this is basically setting a precedent? We're going to see this following by many other newspapers?
I think the world's media businesses are sitting back and looking at this and seeing what will happen. It's obviously very early days. We've only seen issue one yesterday, and issue two will come out today. Of course, it's New York time, so it's a little bit late in the day for us here in Dubai. Not that you can get hold of it. The Daily is available only to US subscribers, and for the first year will be available only for the iPad, although after a year, Murdoch has negotiated the right to allow it onto other tablet platforms, particularly, of course, Android, which is expected by that time to be by far the majority owned tablet device.
Why the exclusivity?
I think it's not a bad idea, because the iPad is the biggest tablet device out there right now, because it does allow Murdoch to appeal to Apple's very loyal following. It also gave him the negotiating power to break Apple's one-year subscription prohibition. Apple wouldn't allow media to sell one-year subscriptions, but you can buy a one-year subscription to The Daily. And that will cost you $39.99, which is about the equivalent price of 1 month of a paper newspaper.
Mm-hmm. But at least you can use that newspaper to wrap stuff up afterwards.
Like chips and stuff.
Yeah,
it's very, very hard to eat chips off an iPad without damaging it.
I would think so, definitely. It wouldn't taste the same either. When it comes to the amount of money that it's cost to develop this iPad-only newspaper, $30 million US dollars we're talking about to start the project, what is he expecting in terms of advertising revenues to help support The Daily?
His expectations must be massive, and the question then becomes in the business model, is it advertising revenue or subscription revenue that's going to drive this? If it's subscription revenue, really all he's got to do is sell, well, a million subscriptions, and he's recouped his initial cost. But here's where it gets interesting. This thing is costing him $500,000 a week to run. So not only has he got $30 million invested in it, but every week it's costing him $500,000. That's $2 million a month. Or another $24 million a year, if I've got my maths right. So as an ongoing project, it's very expensive.
Why is it so expensive? I mean, presumably the majority of that figure is not being absorbed by the journalists involved. How much is it? Why is it costing so much money?
I think it must be the journalists involved. Journalism.
How much are they getting paid? Is this the way forward for journalists to go and get a job working for the iPad-only newspaper with Murdoch?
Yes.
Well, you'd need quite a lot of journalists to run something of this quality on a daily basis. One of the interesting things is that it's old-fashioned in that it's baked the night before and then sent out to press as a static product.
How acceptable is that? Because when we're talking about the internet, let's take Twitter, for example. When you look at some of the huge news that's breaking in this part of the world at the moment, you can get on Twitter any time of the day or night and you've got immediate updates of what's going on. That's not to say that they're all credible, but nonetheless, the internet is 24/7. So what's his point in making it old-fashioned?
I honestly don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
One part of this I really don't understand. I mean, it's going to be 100 pages a day, over 100 pages. Mm. It contains 360-degree panoramic photographs. It'll have HD video, infographics and charts, and it'll allow for user comments. Disappointingly, it won't allow cut and paste. But it's going to be very lively, and you know, 100 pages of that kind of content starts to explain some of the cost base we're looking at here. But if we look at this, it's 24 hours since the launch, big high-ticket launch, a lot of anticipation for this. As I said, the global media industry has been watching it. On iTunes right now, there are 1,359 reviews in total, which is an unbelievably low number if we look at the engagement we might have expected. Of those, 205 reviewers, i.e. end users who downloaded the app, and it's free for the first 2 weeks, 205 rewarded it one star. We've got comments like, nice layout, crappy content. This may get readers given its relatively low price, but it doesn't have much news in it. All style, no substance. Mm. The story seems more like something out of Reader's Digest than a serious paper.
Right.
So he's gone for a tabloidy feel. He's gone for using all of the multimedia features of the iPad, but seems to have lost the hardcore news value, as you just rightly said, that is so important if you're going to survive in today's
the immediacy.
World.
I mean, if you're going to go online, the whole point of going online is the fact that you're going to be providing immediate updates, immediate news.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to be competing with Twitter and Al Jazeera.
Absolutely.
So, you're going to have to really pull out the stops. Now, lots of high-quality graphics, lots of lovely, lots of funky, sort of all look-around panoramic photography. That's all really nice. But if you're selling a daily newspaper, that's not what we want. Mm-hmm. And then a daily newspaper is somewhat archaic these days. As we see these days, Gulf News and The National here are putting their stories to the web before they're baking them to print the next morning. So our newspapers are already on the case kind of 24/7. 24/7 is the way it's going, and the daily isn't 24/7.
Mm. It just comes as a surprise to me when we're looking at the whole... One of the great features about the internet is its accuracy and immediacy of information that's coming through. So this idea that it's going to be all fancy and gorgeous and glossy and all the rest of it, it looks good, but that's not the point of the internet. You don't really care what it looks like. That shouldn't be what the remit is. I think if you're going to be competing on that kind of a level, you're looking at accuracy and immediacy. It just doesn't seem to make sense to me.
And you're also taking a product that was anticipated as a newspaper and taking it more into space that would be occupied by something like Time.
Mm.
It's more like a magazine than a paper. What is a magazine and what is a paper? Of course, in these new formats, that gets broken down. And I think one of the things that's always concerned me about this, and Murdoch has consistently, through his very long life, been very, very right about a very large number of things. I've always thought he was wrong about this one, because you can't take a newspaper man's mentality and just stick it onto internet-based products.
You just read my mind completely. Absolutely. I sound like a squeaky wheel, but they're saying here that the content will be updated, though not as often as a website. It just seems very odd to me that you would take, as you're talking about, the newspaper man's mentality and apply that to a new technology without recognising the new man's mentality.
Yeah, so, but he has spent a whole lifetime in newspapers, and, it's hard to treat an old teacher new tricks.
Mm.
And I think the other side of this story is, what do you do with the internet? It's a difficult equation. It's not as if the publishing industry, the global media industry, has popped up with the answer and it's all very comfortable. It's deeply uncomfortable. Tens, hundreds, thousands of journalists are losing their jobs as newspapers struggle with declining circulation and declining ad revenue. That means that if newspapers is going down as newspapers are dropping journalists. Journalists are going off to found websites, but there's not much money really in blogs and one-man websites. So
no. People
have got to find some form of online journalism that does actually make money. And that's not Google AdWords. They make, pennies a month. So the media industry does have to find an alternative. Murdoch is at least trying, but I think the alternative is much more radical than taking that printing press and replacing it with an iPad.
Mm-hmm. Alexander McNabb, it's always a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you very much for joining us on this morning's program.
A pleasure.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
Cheers.